Not sure how you'll pay the bills this month? Worried you're gonna get evicted or there won't be enough money to put food on the table? Well, then today's episode is for you. I'm chatting about 5 steps to take to help you cope when your income doesn't cover your necessities. So grab a pen and paper and let's get started. Hey, and welcome to the Financial Fix Up Podcast. Are you ready to get control of your finances without taking on that second job? Do you find yourself searching for how to get out of debt, increase your savings, or set up a budget that actually works? Do you worry that you'll fail or give up when your kids need new shoes again? Hey, I'm Sarah Brumley. I'm a wife, mama to 3, and I've stood where you are now. For years, my husband and I stressed each and every month just hoping that there would be enough to cover the necessities. But thanks to a simple strategy, we dug our way out, and I can't wait to help you do the same. In this podcast, you'll find practical ways to use the income you already have to achieve your biggest goals. So whether you're struggling to make your family finances work for you, or you just want some down-to-earth inspiration to increase your financial success, well, you're in the right place. It's time for a financial fix-up. Well, hey there, and welcome to this episode of the Financial Fix-Up Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Brumley. Creating a budget is no easy feat. Trust me, I know. So I just like to start today by applauding you for doing just that. But if you've come this far and the bottom line shows that you have more expenses than you have income, it might not feel like a celebration. Personally, I'm not sure that there's anything worse than adding up all your expenses and recognizing that you don't make enough money or bring in enough money to pay the bills you have that are necessary. And by necessary, I mean housing and food and transportation. But not to worry, I've got a couple of things that should help you get that budget on track so that you can meet those goals. And if you don't have a budget in place just yet, now's the time to do so. Head over to lemonblessings.com/familybudget or follow the link in the show notes to grab my free monthly budget worksheet. In the meantime, though, let's go ahead and look at how to cope when your income doesn't cover your necessities. The first step to take is to actually know what your necessities are and how much you need to pay for them each month. And let me be clear, like I said, these are expenses such as rent, mortgage payments, insurance, minimum debt payments, and utilities, among other things. These are actually needs that you cannot live without. And sure, paying your credit card might not feel like a need, but trust me, missing a payment now will leave you with a much bigger headache later. So definitely put those in the needs category. Now, if you've already filled out your budget worksheet, then you are likely already have all of your numbers put together. But if not, take a moment to go back through your budget and determine how much you absolutely have to pay in those necessary expenses each month. Then subtract those total expenses from your total income. Does your income cover those necessary expenses? If your income does cover the necessities, then you're in a good spot to move forward. Sure, you might struggle to pay for the wants that you have, but at least you'll be able to keep a roof over your head and your family fed. If your income isn't covering your needs, though, then it's time to get serious. But whatever category you find yourself in, it's definitely going to be time to make some changes, starting with cutting back on expenses. The easiest thing to do in this situation is to go back through all of your expenses, whether those are fixed expenses, meaning they happen every month, or they're variable expenses, as in they come up occasionally. But go through all of them and determine if there is anything that you can let go of. If it sticks out like a sore thumb, then you can probably wave goodbye to it and put that money to better use, or simply make up the difference between your income and your expenses. But if it's not glaringly obvious how to cut the expense from your budget, then it's time to take a deeper look into ways you can cut back. And one of the first ways that you can cut back is to simply eliminate any contract that you can. And this might seem like a no-brainer, but it's hard to believe that your cable and internet actually have to go. If you can't pay for all of your expenses, then something has to give, right? So if this is something that you haven't addressed yet in your budget, look for anything that you're categorizing as necessary that isn't actually necessary to live. Obviously, if the income you do receive comes by use of the internet, then it might be helpful to keep that. But if you have a free Wi-Fi center somewhere nearby, then you might be able to choose to save that $80 to $100 to $120 a month to help you cover the necessities like food and housing expenses. The same rings true for Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, cable, cell phones, and anything that is not absolutely necessary. Now, in the case of a buyout policy, which a lot of contracts have, you might want to run the numbers. And at one point in time, Justin and I chose to get out of a contract that required that we paid $15 per month for each of the remaining months of our contract. Our actual monthly bill hovered in the area of $225. So when I ran the numbers for the remaining 10 months of the contract, it was a no-brainer that it was cheaper to simply pay the contract off. Overall, we ended up saving $2,100 that year just by cutting that one contract from our budget. So, what can you cut today that has seemed necessary in the past, but is keeping you from paying more important bills? Now, one of the biggest concerns about having too little income to pay your bills is any debt you are currently required to pay off. So it might be a good time to make a list of all of your debt and who you owe it to. Then spend a few hours calling each and every debtor to request a hold on the need for payments. Although you might find that some of them won't have any flexibility when it comes to the payments you owe, others, including medical institutions and student loan servicers, will often be able to put a temporary hold on your payments or waive them altogether based on your income. But you won't know if that's an option for you if you don't actually make the calls. So who do you need to call today? The next thing you can do is to look around you and determine what you have that you don't need anymore. And I mean actually need. I know in our home we have musical instruments and technology items that while we would be sad to see them go, it would be better to use that money we could make from them to pay for things like our mortgage payments and utilities if we ever needed to. You can choose to sell your items in several different ways. Maybe you sell them to family and friends, maybe over Craigslist or Facebook, or have a garage sale or estate sale to make a little bit of extra money. Here's my word of caution, though. Whatever way you choose, just make sure that you aren't spending more money to sell those items. Garage sale stickers, anybody? They cost money, okay? So definitely make sure that you are doing it responsibly without spending more money. So, what items could you sell today to help make the difference between your income and paying those necessities? Now, if you've ever made the effort to increase your income and it's still not meeting your expense needs, then it might be time to consider downsizing your living arrangement to a smaller, less expensive option. And I do not say this lightly because it's so hard a lot of times to get out of a lease, much less sell a home that you love. But if you aren't going to be able to pay for it long term, then the best thing to do is to give it up before you face eviction or foreclosure due to your inability to pay. Do you have a parent, a family member, a friend that you could rent a room from, or maybe two rooms if you have a little bit larger family, for a little bit of time until you get back on your feet? What about a smaller apartment or a house that would just bring down your expenses to a manageable level? This is never a fun thing to think about, but if you aren't able to pay for your necessary expenses, then it is a must to consider. The third step, after you have considered all the ways that you can cut back, is to use your savings. And making the choice to use your savings to supplement your income can be useful in the short term, but in most cases, the money will eventually run out and you'll be back to address all of the steps that I've mentioned so far without the buffer in case of a true emergency, which is why I hesitate to bring this up. So I definitely suggest using this as a last resort after you've made adjustments to your expenses and attempted to bring in supplementary income. Ask yourself the following questions. Are we using our savings as a way to prolong the inevitable? Whether that would be, are we prolonging keeping all the things we have? Are we prolonging downsizing our home? Are we refusing to cut expenses, right? Are all of those things going to have to happen after we drain our savings account? That's a good thing to think about. Another question to ask is, by using our savings, are we putting ourselves in a position that if an emergency does come up, we won't be able to pay for it? Just a few things to consider. What about a major plumbing issue? If you own a home, that could be a big deal. Electrical problems, fire, medical issues, any of the above. If those things come up and you have depleted your emergency savings, are you back at square one with nothing to show for it? Ultimately, when and how you decide to tap into your savings as a resource is a decision that you and your family, your spouse, whoever you partner with are going to have to make together. But I just want to caution you not to make that decision lightly, okay? Now, I did mention extra income, and I do want to say right here, right now, that it's not something that I push for when we're talking about achieving financial freedom on this podcast. But if you're struggling to make ends meet, this might be something for you to consider. If the job you currently have isn't producing enough income to pay the bills, then it might be time to decide whether pursuing additional employment is the right choice for you. Maybe it's finding a night job or a supplementary job such as babysitting or cleaning houses, just enough to help you pay your bills. And sometimes just a few extra hours per week is all that's needed. So what additional employment options could you consider at this time? One of the more common ways to make a little money on the side is to start a side hustle or essentially work for yourself on the side of a job you already have. You could choose to sell items such as like, I don't know, anything that you do as a hobby, right? Or a lot of people do essential oils or jewelry or whatever else it might be. If you're interested in taking it to the next level, you could actually create your own business doing something related to your current employment and or your education, maybe. You could write a blog, edit books, start a lawn mowing or cleaning service, or do website maintenance on the side and make a little bit of extra money. Here's the deal, though. I just want to caution you that starting a side hustle can cost money. So if you find that it will cost you money you don't have to get it up and going, then that is not for you at this point if you already can't pay your bills. If freelance work is your thing, but you don't want to take the time to start your own business, then it could be valuable to check out some of the freelance options online or with other businesses in your area that are already, you know, up and running and established, and they'll pay you without you having to invest money ahead of time. So, do you have a side hustle that you can't wait to start? If so, will it help you create more income without costing you money to get it up and running? If the answer to that is yes, then it might be something for you to consider. Now, the final step I want to offer you today comes once you get to the point that your income is actually covering your expenses. At that point, it's important that you revisit that budget to keep it that way. Make sure you check back on your goals, that you adjust your payments accordingly for debt that was placed on hold, and that you include the appropriate categories in your financial plan so that you don't end up in this situation again. There's absolutely never an ideal time to have to make cuts or say no to things that you enjoy, but when it comes to meeting the needs of your family, needs have to be the priority. So if you find yourself with less income than bills to pay, then it's time to do just that. Determine the necessities, cut back where you can, use your savings, but only if you have to. Pursue additional employment if necessary, and consistently revisit the budget as you go to make sure that you stay on track and move yourself toward that goal of financial freedom. And if you want some help getting that budget really honed in, don't forget to grab my free budget worksheet by heading to lemonblessings.com/familybudget or using the link in the show notes. Whatever you decide, know that I am cheering you on. You've got this. Have an amazing day, and I will chat with you again next time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Financial Fix Up Podcast. If you like this episode, please leave a review wherever you're listening. It might seem like a little thing, but it makes a huge difference. And if you have questions, want to request a podcast topic, or just want to connect, you can do so at lemonblessings.com. Remember, it is possible to live well on the income you already have. It just comes down to knowing what to do and when to do it. So, what are you waiting for? It's time to get out there and embrace your financial fix-up.